This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 10. Pierced ears. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 21. These are the laws you are to set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years, but in the seventh year he shall go free, without paying anything. If he comes alone, he is to go free alone, but if he has a wife when he comes, she is to go with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons or daughters, the woman and her children shall belong to her master, and only the man shall go free. But if the servant declares, "I love my master and my wife and children, and do not want to go free," then his master must take him before the judges. He shall take him to the door or the doorpost. Ear piercing is a widespread phenomenon. In some ancient tribal traditions, people pierced their ears in the hope of protecting themselves from evil spirits. For virtually everyone today, though, piercing is mainly a fashion statement. The Bible describes a tradition of piercing ears, but that wasn't done for protection or fashion reasons. In Exodus 21, we find a rule requiring that after 7 years, a Hebrew servant was to be set free. Often a person would become a servant of someone else to pay off a debt. But they weren't required to be servants for life. Instead, they had the hope of freedom. In some situations, though, not all servants wanted to be free after 7 years. Some preferred to stay with their master. Maybe they were treated very well and, with the rest of their family, wanted to stay with the master. Perhaps they couldn't imagine themselves living anywhere else. In cases like that, the master and servant would go before a judge to ensure that the servant was willing to stay. The master would then take the servant to a doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl. Then he would be his servant for life. These practices have parallels to our new life in Christ. By his sacrifice, Christ has set us free. The Holy Spirit moves in us so that we desire to be faithful servants of the Lord. We then recognize how good God is to us, and there's no other place we'd rather be than serving Him. Pray with me. Lord, I am not my own, but belong body and soul to You. Make me wholeheartedly willing and ready to live for You. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.